Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Welcome to Strawberry Fields Radio, and part one of an occasional series that we're going to call The Beatles in Their Own Music. Firstly, I should explain the premise. Beatles biographies are a dime a dozen. There are so many out there that you could probably write your own just by pinching little bits of all the others, and because the story has been told so often, no one would notice. This has possibly already happened. Another cheap and easy way of writing a Beatles biography is compiling all the things they've said in interviews. Many books have been written that way as well. But the Beatles themselves were primarily writers, and in many ways they've already told their own story in the medium that suits them best, their songs. Now, it's hardly a complete or objective story, but it's their story as they chose to tell it at the time. For that reason, we present The Beatles in Their Own Music, Part 1, John.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some
In many ways, John's songs are the hardest to whittle down because almost every song he ever wrote was about what he was experiencing at the time. People like to draw lines between Lennon and McCartney as songwriters, saying that one was better at music and the other was better at lyrics, or one was the edgy one and one was the sappy one. It's all bullshit, of course. But if you ask me, and forgive me for assuming you did, the one thing that distinguishes John and Paul as songwriters is that John almost always wrote about himself, and Paul almost always wrote about other people. And neither is a good or a bad thing, it's just the way they wrote. In a way, John was writing his own story before he even realised it. For example, Help was written to order as the title song for the film, but John later realised that the title gave him the outlet for his own subconscious cry for help.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help!
younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round.
John's beautiful elegy to his mother, Julia, from the White Album. John always had a knack of making the meaning of his songs very clear without making them insultingly obvious. For all that, though, there were still those who wanted to read all kinds of hidden meanings into what he wrote, and John gleefully took the piss out of all of them in Glass Onion.
I told you about strawberry peels. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
Although history records that John and Paul were growing apart in 1969, you'd never know it from John's most explicit autobiographical song that he released as a Beatle. The Ballad of John and Yoko is not so much a Beatles record as it is a Nerk Twins record, featuring John on guitars and vocals and Paul on drums, bass, piano and harmonies. And the two of them are in perfect sync on John's travelogue of his and Yoko's wedding and honeymoon.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says, you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
Just like two gurus in black. Christ, you know it.
A very strawberry birthday to Oh Not Jim Again on the 12th. John's first album after the breakup of the Beatles was equal parts Autobiography and State of the World Address. Every track on it would be appropriate to play on a program about John telling his story in his own music, but the closing two tracks summarise things. The song God is not only a statement of how John saw himself and the world at the time, but also a message that grieving Beatles fans should get over it.
Yesterday, I was
the harrowing coda of John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, which in its simplicity explains so much of what came before it. My Mummy's Dead.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
When Paul McCartney released Ram in 1971, John took offence at several of the songs on it, including Too Many People, Dear Boy, and, bizarrely, Backseat of My Car. Paul has since admitted that the line "Too Many People Preaching Practices" was a shot at John and Yoko, but Dear Boy was actually about Linda's ex-husband. John's response to the perceived insult was characteristically venomous.
Though
How Do You Sleep from Imagine. And the fact that George was playing lead guitar on that track too must have added some extra sting. We'll hear Paul's side of that conversation in an upcoming show. Paul claims no hard feelings over the song and explains it by saying that there were a lot of people trying to exert their influence over John at the time. Such pressures may have had something to do with some of the feelings expressed in the next song on the album, How.
How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing? How can I go forward when I don't know which way to turn?
The making of the Mind Games album coincided with John's separation from Yoko. History records that he didn't take it too well, with that period becoming known as the Lost Weekend. And John again turns to music to say what he was feeling.
When and I don't know what I'm doing, I see myself in your coat.
And when I hurt you and cause you pain, darling, I promise I won't do it again. It's hard enough, I know, just to feel your own pain. It's hard enough, I know, to feel your own pain. All that I know, just what you tell me. All that I know is just what you show me. And when I'm down, real Sam Patton, and I don't know what to do, I see myself. I see myself in your person. All I had to do was call your name.
two love letters to Yoko from the Mind Games album. Isumisen, I'm sorry, and You Are Here. After John and Yoko reunited and Sean was born, John retired from music to concentrate on Sean's upbringing. He wouldn't make a record for another 5 years. It doesn't seem like such a long time these days, but people back then thought he was mad. When John did return to writing and recording in 1980, he offered this in the way of explanation.
People say I'm crazy. Save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball.
From Double Fantasy, Watching the Wheels. Double Fantasy is subtitled A Heart Play and flows as a conversation between John and Yoko about their breakup, reconciliation, and how they got to the end of the 70s. The triangle dings that opened the album were in deliberate contrast to the funeral bell that opened Plastic Ono Band 10 years earlier. The album received mixed reviews, partly because of Yoko's contributions, which in fact are far better than you might have heard, and also because this wasn't angry John anymore. He wasn't the upset agitator people remembered. He was John the loving husband and doting father. It might not have been what people were expecting, but it was still John being brutally open and honest about his feelings. And he's never been more tender than on the beautiful ode to his son. Double Fantasy was released on the 17th of November 1980, and we all know what happened next. There are several songs we could play to milk the tragedy, Living on Borrowed Time, Grow Old With Me, but that would be too easy, and more importantly, it would be misrepresenting where John was at the time. Because we saw him so briefly in 1980, it's easy to miss the fact that at the time, John was happier and more at peace with himself than he had ever been. So I want to finish this program with a song that reflects that. Like Beautiful Boy, this song is unfairly maligned, and again, I think it's because it's John being joyful. From the Bo Diddley rhythm to the Buddy Holly impression to the joke at the end about Yoko's business ventures, this is just a gorgeous little song. So when you listen to it, be happy that at the stupidly early end of his life, John had finally found the inner peace that he had always been searching for. This is Dear Yoko.
Well, hella, hella, even after all these years, I miss you when you're not here. I wish you were here, my dear Yoko. Even if it's just a day, I wish you were in your way. I wish you were here today, hey, dear Yoko. Even if it's just one night, I miss you when it don't feel right. I wish you were here tonight, dear Yoko. Even if it's just one hour, I wish you like a faded flower. Ain't nothing in the world like our love, dear.
sometime when you're yawn, you might get in the water.
That's it for The Beatles in Their Own Music, Part 1, and for Strawberry Fields Radio this week. Part 2 will come sometime in the future, but next week we have some requests to play, and apparently it's Christmas. This podcast has been brought to you by Invisible Strings.
Strawberry feels forever.
Thinking about me, or at best Yoko, if it's a love song. But that's it. I'm basically singing about me. I'm saying, you know, I had a good shit today, and this is what I thought this morning, and, you know, and, or I love you, Yoko, whatever. I'm singing about me and my life, you know, and if it's relevant for other people's lives, that's all right.